Welcome back.
Hey.
To Cosign Podcast.
So last week we had fun diving into some things that are typically considered unconventional or taboo, if you will.
Out of the box.
But that could be healthy for your relationship overall if you try them. So definitely go back and listen to that episode if you have not yet. But this week, me and Mackenzie are both really excited.
Yeah.
Because this is a topic that we very much relate to.
And enjoy.
And very much love. She's done a ton of research. So this week, we're going to dive in to zodiacs. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go over everything zodiac, from lovers, compatibility, some compliments to give another zodiac you might have your eye on, and a lot more. So get ready, get your snacks, get your drinkity drink, and let's get into it.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
All right, first things first.
I'm the realest.
Before we start this episode, it's very importante to know what your zodiac sign is in case you are someone who either doesn't follow astrology, lives under a rock somewhere, or just you may not know what your zodiac is. We're going to list them for you right now. So starting off with Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th.
Pisces, February 19th through March 20th.
Aries, March 21st through April 19th.
Taurus, April 20th through May 20th.
Gemini, May 21st through June 20th.
Cancer, June 20th through July 22nd.
Leo,
May,
July 23rd through August 22nd.
Virgo,
hey.
Which is me, August 23rd through September 22nd.
Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd.
Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st.
Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st.
And last but not least, Capricorn, which is December 22nd through January 19th.
So, now that we've listed the real zodiac signs with their dates, somebody somewhere is trying to fuck it up.
Yeah.
Okay? Sam stumbled across the alleged new astrology dates, and I'm not with them. They even added a brand new zodiac sign, which we can't even pronounce.
I know, we listened to the pronunciation, and I don't even remember.
I think it's like it sounds like mucus, okay? Ophiuchus?
Ophiuchus. That's what it was. Ophiuchus.
Something like that.
Okay.
It's not real. I'm not buying it. Anyway, everything has shifted up, and this brand new zodiac sign is from 1129 through 1217, which means everybody else shifts up. They're trying to make me a Cancer, y'all, and I'm not a Cancer.
And I am not a Leo.
No,
I'm not.
I'm like this. You are a Virgo. Anyway, we're not even going to entertain it. Do some research on it if you would like, but it's not real. It's alleged. We're not buying it.
We call fake news.
So, each of the 12 horoscope signs belongs to one of the four elements, okay? Air, fire, water, and earth. These elements represent an essential type of energy that acts in each of us. Astrology aims to help us focus these energies on positive aspects and to gain a better understanding of our potential and positive traits and deal with the negative ones. These four elements help describe the unique personality types associated with astrological signs and exhibit profound influence on the basic character traits, emotions, behavior, and thinking.
So number one, our first one, are the water signs. Water signs are exceptionally emotional and ultra sensitive. They're highly intuitive, and they can be as mysterious as the ocean itself. Water signs love profound conversations and intimacy. They rarely do anything openly and are always there to support their loved ones. The water signs are Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces.
Yes. Up next, fire. Fire signs tend to be passionate, dynamic, and temperamental. They get angry quickly, but they also forgive easily. They are adventurers with immense energy. They are physically very strong, and are a source of inspiration for others. Fire signs are intelligent, self-aware, creative, and idealistic people always ready for action. The fire signs are Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius.
And then we've got our earth signs. Earth signs are grounded and the ones that bring us down to earth. They are mostly conservative and realistic, but they can also be very emotional. They are connected to our material reality and can be turned to material goods. They're practical, loyal, and stable, and they stick by their people through hard times.
Yes, they do.
Yay! The earth signs are Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn.
And last but not least, the air signs.
Your poor sister.
The air signs are rational, social, and love communication and relationships with other people. They are thinkers, friendly, intellectual, communicative, and analytical. They love philosophical discussions, social gatherings, and good books. That should be with Virgo. They enjoy giving advice, but they can also be very superficial. The air signs are Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius.
You know, it's funny because I never thought about the fact I'm an earth sign, and maybe that's why I love plants.
Probably I like plants. I can't even take care of myself.
Y'all, I literally have 8 succulents in my kitchen right now, freshly replanted.
Can't relate. So relationship compatibility is something very few couples have, but there are no incompatible zodiac signs in astrology. Two people whose zodiac signs are highly compatible will get along very easily. They're on the same wavelength, essentially. But people whose zodiac signs are less compatible will need to be more patient and tactful in order to achieve a happy and harmonious relationship. Signs that are the same element are naturally compatible because they understand each other's best. For example, air is highly compatible with fire, and water is highly compatible with earth. The strongest attraction is expected in opposing signs, and their potential is always great.
So, amidst the fights and arguments in any relationship, sticking with one another is a trait that the strongest couples seem to have. They admire each other's flaws, support, respect, and accept all of each other. So, we're going to give you the top zodiac signs who are considered to be the best lovers for each other. So the first one is Cancer and Libra. According to some, these two signs are each other's true soulmates. Cancer signs are very sensitive and emotional, while Libras are just the right blend of romance and emotional stability. They balance each other out very well because they have the similar objective of having a stable and committed relationship and family.
Okay, up next, Aries and Gemini. These two have similar characteristics, but interestingly, are opposite to each other. Aries' charming personality inspires a Gemini to be its social self amongst everyone. They both thoroughly enjoy new experiences and love the thrill of doing exciting things together. So for this, they balance each other out very well.
I wonder how you feel about this one.
I don't know. A Sagittarius.
The next one is Leo, which is what Mackenzie is, and Sagittarius. They are people full of pride and love the limelight and enjoy basking around as the star they are. They both have strong personalities that may clash at times, but that's what makes them stronger. They inspire each other to be the best version of themselves. They love each other very deeply and very passionately.
I don't know a Sagittarius, I don't think. Up next, we have Taurus and Virgo. Which is what Sam
is. I don't think
is.
I know any Tauruses.
They both have a strong sense of direction in their lives. They are very certain of their purpose and work extremely hard to achieve their goals. Most of their goals are to attain a comfortable and lavish lifestyle so that they and their loved ones can live happily. This common goal allows them both to stay closer than ever.
And then number 5, Aquarius and Capricorn. They are creative and ideal partners as they both are romantically compatible as partners. They both come up with amazing ideas that build up to glorious projects. Together, they can accomplish anything. They share common beliefs and values, and this helps them stay strong as a couple.
So, if anybody is with this specific sign that we just listed, let us know.
Yeah.
Because we really want to know if this kind of stuff is true or not. So up next, we're going to go over zodiac compatibility. Like we previously said, there's no incompatible zodiac signs, just more and less compatible. But if you are currently dating or really interested in somebody, you may want to take into consideration what certain astrologers have to say about compatibility. While every zodiac sign has attractive qualities, not all of them work well together, as we know. Okay, so let's see if your stars are crossed or in perfect alignment?
We're going to start with Aries, of course. So Aries is a dominant personality. People of this sign tend to be eager and ready to take the lead. They are all about action and will face problems head on. When it comes to romantic relationships, they need someone who won't get in their way. Of course, that doesn't mean they want a complete doormat either. An ideal partner would be someone who knows how to handle Aries without butting heads. Compatible signs. Sagittarius is a great companion because people of this sign are adventurous and outgoing. The two will sustain each other's energy. Gemini is a good match for similar reasons, while Libra could also forge a bond based on mutual respect and understanding. Aries are too bullish for signs like Scorpio and Cancer. Virgo would also be an improper pairing because the two would constantly clash. Wow. Virgo would also be an improper pairing because the two would constantly clash over what they see as the right course of action. The last thing you want is to be stressed in your relationship. I am triggered.
Up next is Taurus. This fixed earth sign is pretty set in its ways. Sometimes this can mean that bulls are stubborn, but on a deeper level, they are sure of who they are and what they want. Taurus is primarily looking for a partner who will appreciate their pace, their passion, and their desire to hold their inner awareness and power. Literally and figuratively, Taurus is a rock for their true love and will stand by them no matter what. So the most compatible signs, the other earth signs, Capricorn and Virgo, make great matches for Taurus, as they share the same fundamental nature, which is basically the essence of the zodiac compatibility. Cancer is also a good choice because they are just as passionate and caring as a Taurus, and they take their dedication to their loved ones equally serious. Less compatible signs. For as much as Taurus loves opulence and sensuality, this sign does not appreciate show-offs when it comes to relationships. So for that, Leo and Aquarius and Sagittarius are too excitable for a Taurus. They prefer a more grounded temperament. Rude!
Attacked!
Shots fired.
Next is our Gemini. So Geminis love to have fun and tend to be hard to pin down. They go where the wind takes them, and they need a partner who is just as agile. Geminis want a partner who will encourage their free thought and go with them on many adventures that allow the good times to roll.
Roll.
The compatible signs for Gemini. As someone who can see two sides to any argument, Libra is perfectly suited to Gemini, considering it's the sign of the twins. Where some might call Gemini two-faced, Libra understands that there is more to them than meets the eye. Sagittarius and Aquarius share the same intellectual curiosity and need for exploration as Gemini. The less compatible signs, Capricorn and Taurus, do not like the unpredictable nature of a Gemini sign, which they see as flighty. Scorpios may also feel naturally distrustful of a Gemini.
All right, up next, Cancer. Whether we're talking about food, gifts, or attention, a Cancer is a loving sign who enjoys giving and they seek someone who shares those same values. Cancer looks for a partner who makes them feel at home and who takes care of themselves and others. They are more than willing to be the shoulder you can cry on, and they will feel secure in a relationship that provides them with that same comfort. Compatible signs for a Cancer are Scorpio and Pisces. The two are very intuitive and emotional signs as well, and they will deeply appreciate a Cancer's love and dedication. Virgos also love to nurture and cherish a reliable partner like a Cancer. Less compatible signs, Gemini, Sagittarius, and Leo. They are too independent and will not satisfy a Cancer who needs to be needed. These three signs are not necessarily selfish, but they do not crave the same level of domesticity.
So technically it's my turn, but I think it's only right for you to do the Leo one.
My fellow Leos. Lighthearted and gregarious. Leos want a best friend just as much as a lover. Yes, we do. Leos need a partner who is willing to play with them and who sees and appreciates their shine. They're spirited people who want a partner in crime with as much enthusiasm for life as they have, because for them, compatibility means finding someone who will not be intimidated or turned off by their big personality. Some compatible signs for Leo. Sagittarius, Aquarius, and Gemini. They share Leo's aspirations and excitement, making them very suitable matches. Less compatible signs are Capricorn, Taurus, and Virgo. They can be too strict or controlled for a Leo, who may feel bogged down by their rules. The earth signs tend to feel like Leos should just get over themselves.
That's not true, because I'm an earth sign.
But love us, love us. I have one earth sign that likes
keep me. Being full of yourself. Virgos are primarily looking for a partner who is steadfast, loving, and ethical, and who appreciates their thoughtful approach to life. This sign does everything with purpose and expects their partner to do the same. Mm. Because of their unique standards, they can be difficult to figure out, to please, and they find more lighthearted signs to be too careless and stupid. Compatible signs. Capricorn shares Virgo's love for hard work and setting goals. Taurus and Scorpio are passionate and trusted potential partners.
Who trusts a Scorpio?
Oh my God. That's literally my least compatible sign, but whatever. Virgos admire the fact that these signs have their own code and conduct to live by. Less compatible signs, Sagittarius, Gemini, and Aquarius would likely wear on a Virgo's patience by testing boundaries or acting in a way that is unexpected.
I feel like Aquarius is on everyone's least compatible. Everyone hates Aquarius. Madison! All right, up next, Libra. And we're actually in Libra season, y'all.
We are.
Libras are marked by the scales of justice and generally by the concept of balance. Libras are primarily looking for a partner who bring balance and direction to their life, who neither dictate nor passively watch them. This intellectual sign loves to learn and desires a mutually beneficial and equal relationship. A little fun fact, this sign also produces the most billionaires.
That's interesting.
Maybe that's why I'm not rich. I'm not a fucking Libra. All right, compatible signs for Libra. Because Libra is so measured, partnering with another Libra is probably the most logical choice. People of this zodiac sign can also do well with an Aries or an Aquarius. Oh, Aquarius. Who provide an intriguing challenge and mental stimulation. Least compatible signs. One part of what makes love so wonderful is that initial spark, and Libras don't usually feel that energy from a Virgo or a Capricorn. Pisces can also be a poor fit by being too untethered to reality because they prefer to live in a world of art, feeling, and dream.
You know, that's funny because that's one of the only signs where they say the same sign is the most compatible.
One of them, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the few. Yay, I get to do Scorpios, of course.
I'll let you do that one. I hope you take a scooter to the ankle.
That's a okay. Good one. Them razor scooters hurt like a bitch. All right, Scorpios. Allegedly, there is a depth to Scorpio that frankly cannot be met or understood by everyone.
Allegedly.
This is 100% true. I've never met a Scorpio that I effing understand. Okay? So people of this sign can be intensely private, so they want to make sure that whoever they let in is worth the risk of opening up. This might make Scorpios seem unwilling, but they do have a strong desire to find that special person. Scorpios look for a partner that is willing to go deep with them and to see them for who they truly are under the surface. So the compatible signs for Scorpio, the other two water signs, Pisces and Cancer, because they also experience the world primarily through their emotions and can match the intensity of Scorpio. Virgo loves trying to solve the puzzle that is a Scorpio, and they also find that kind of long-term investment worthwhile.
Do you though?
Don't do it. So this thoughtful, nurturing earth sign is the kind of dedicated partner Scorpio needs. Now, the less compatible signs. Just as the head and the heart don't always see eye to eye, Aquarius can be too cerebral for a Scorpio, and Leo and Aries are also ill-advised matches for Scorpio because their determination to fulfill their own ambitions would cause conflict.
It has. Only Scorpio I've ever been with.
I can't believe they did me like that. Saying, Virg, y'all lie.
Go find you a Scorpio.
Y'all lie for that.
All right, up next, Sagittarius. Sagittarius is a sign that comes to know itself through experiences, which is why these people love to explore and try new things. Just like Leo wants to find a playmate, Sagittarius wants their own adventure buddy. They want someone who is willing to get deep and silly at the same time. The most compatible sign for a Sagittarius is another Sagittarius, or a Gemini would definitely be able to vibe with that type of inquisitive and energetic lifestyle. Aries is another sign that loves to be active and might also be able to provide a firm, guiding hand where one is needed. Less compatible signs, Sagittarius is too rambunctious for the likes of a Capricorn and a Taurus and isn't skilled enough at communicating emotions to successfully date a Pisces. Sorry, Sagittarius.
Now we got Capricorn.
Capricorn
one. If the Zodiacs were a classroom, Capricorn would be the kid who takes great pride in their grades, studies religiously for each exam, and isn't content with anything less than an A. They love feeling accomplished and they yearn for others to notice their accomplishments. But still, they're only human. Capricorns are primarily looking for a partner willing to support them and see them for all their excellence as well as their vulnerabilities. The compatible signs for Capricorn, Virgos and other Capricorns appreciate and respect the drive this sign has, and they sympathize with the desire to be perfect. Scorpios know that there is more to this sign than meets the eye, as they are often misunderstood themselves. Not even going to comment. The less compatible signs, Leos, Geminis, and Sagittarius, view Capricorn as being overly serious or dull.
Yes, we do. Up next, Aquarius. Not one for tradition, Aquarius is a free thinker who consistently strives for improvement. People born under this sign search eagerly for new answers to old problems and taking inspiration from the unlikeliest sources. As far as romantic partners go, Aquarius is primarily looking for someone who can think deeply and clearly and who can create a true partnership with depth and equity. Most compatible signs, Aquarius will be best off with its own kind, an Aquarius, or with a Gemini. Libra, a proponent of fairness and a lover of research, also lives up to the humanitarian inclinations of an Aquarius. Least compatible signs, a Scorpio's way of thinking can be too convoluted for an Aquarius, who prefers logic and openness to emotions and secrecy. Cancer, another water sign, won't have much luck either for this same reason. And a Taurus definitely will not jive with an Aquarius, since this is a sign that loves to turn everything on its head.
So, Pisces, the sign of the fish. Pisces enjoy swirling around the more watery areas of the subconscious. They are comfortable with the intangible. For this reason, some signs may view them as too out there, but admirers adore their seemingly effortless way of being. Okay, so compatible signs. Scorpio and Cancer are like Pisces in the sense that they are deeply invested in emotional connections. Scorpio has a special fondness for this sign's ability to think and to live abstractly. Pisces need a partner who can navigate the world with them while diving deep into spiritual and artistic endeavors. It turns out that Capricorn is also a wonderful companion for Pisces, the ultimate example of how opposites attract. The less compatible signs, outgoing signs like Gemini, Sagittarius, and Leo don't really speak the same language as the contemplative Pisces, who can be gentle and shy.
I disagree.
I knew you.
That Pisces are gentle and shy. What Pisces you know?
Look, I'm
the
still
ones I know ain't gentle and shy.
I'm still stuck on Scorpio.
We're back.
So in part one, we dove into all of the zodiacs deeply, who they're compatible with or considered most compatible with, even though we don't agree with all of them.
Not all of them.
So for part two, we're going to tell you some secrets. So is there a certain zodiac sign that you've been wanting to win over? If so, we have compiled a list of what it's considered the best compliment that you can give each sign that will basically make their hearts explode. So the first one is our Aries. The best thing you can say to an Aries is, I look up to you. Aries are strong-willed, brave, and competitive. They possess heroic qualities. This is why being the role model figure for others is so important to them. People of this zodiac sign love to know that they are influential and love having their status as pack alpha validated. And that is so damn true about Aries.
Next, Taurus. The best thing you could say to a Taurus is, I know I can always trust you. Taurus is honest and dependable, and that is why if you really want to compliment the nature of a Taurus, let them know how much you appreciate that they have your back. If you are looking to dish out a more superficial compliment, say something along the lines of, you're always so well put together. People of this zodiac sign love and take pride in material comforts.
Then we've got our Geminis. The best thing you can say to a Gemini is, being with you is always exciting. Gemini is always changing and always on the move. They need to constantly be intellectually stimulated and doing something. These people always want life to be exciting and filled with wonder, so knowing they embody those characteristics themselves will make them feel accomplished. The worst thing you can ever tell a Gemini is that they're boring.
Ooh. Up next, Cancer. The best thing you could say to a Cancer is, I'm at my most comfortable around you. Cancers take pride in home and family life. They strive to make their loved ones feel safe and secure. If you are born under the zodiac of a Cancer, it is very likely that you are nurturing and sensitive. All Cancers want to know is that their personality traits are appreciated and that they are making the lives of the people they care about better.
Of course, we've got our Leos.
Let me hear it.
The best thing you can say to a Leo is I admire your confidence. Many of us lack the confidence we need, while some people have a little too much. Leos are great at admitting confidence without coming across as arrogant. They are independent, strong-willed, and good leaders. They are charismatic, and they want that to be acknowledged.
We do.
It's accurate. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, duh-uh. Chop and block next. Virgo, okay? The best thing you could say to a Virgo is you're so good at reading people.
So true.
There are many ways to compliment a Virgo because they want to be great at everything. Little tip, they love hearing the word perfect. We do. I'll say that for a Leo too, but Virgo, she perfect. While Virgos may be skilled at many things, it is their keen sense of observation and analysis that is the center of it all. They are meticulous and neat and tidy. Virgos are also generally good with languages. Combine a detail-oriented nature with a way with words, and the result is someone who is very adept at knowing what other people are thinking and feeling.
Libras. The best thing you can tell a Libra is you make me want to be a better person. In Western astrology, Libras are known as great mediators. They stand for balance and justice and tend to have the best answer to virtually any problem. Libras are charming and they love working with people and are socially adept. All a Libra wants to know is that their kindness is appreciated and that they are able to help the people around them.
Since we're in Libra season, go and tell your fellow Libra or a Libra that you know.
Mm-hmm.
You make me want to be a better person. Up next, old dirty-ass Scorpios.
Okay? I'm trusty.
I don't know about this compliment, but if you know a good one, let them know.
That their personality is magnetic.
Okay? Scorpios are described as curious and mysterious. There is no zodiac sign as enticing as this one. There is something unknowable about a Scorpio, which is what makes interacting with one so intriguing. They want to know that they are successful in drawing people in.
That's the most accurate that, shit right there.
I will say that's...
Yes. Every Scorpio that I've ever met, 100% male or female. I'm just saying. That's not necessarily an insult either.
No. But to the ones I know, you ain't magnetic. You maybe were at one time.
But you did used to intrigue me a lot with your distance.
At one time, you were magnetic. Okay.
All right.
Anyway, I digress.
The next one, Sagittarius. The best thing you can tell a Sagittarius is you always know how to have a good time. Sagittarius is extremely popular amongst the other signs. Most people are naturally attracted to their fun-loving, gentle disposition. They love to find new ways to entertain themselves and their friends, and they don't mind being the center of attention either.
Mm-hmm. Capricorn, you're next. The best thing you can say to a Capricorn, I can always count on you for a job well done. Capricorns are ambitious and determined. They like being on schedule, and for these reasons, if you want a job done right, get a Capricorn to do it. The two that are on Earth. Good luck finding them! People of this sign work as hard as they can to be recognized as the top dog. For a Capricorn, their professional life is their personal life. All they want is a pat on the back.
I'm really glad that I'm not a Capricorn. So, up next is Aquarius. The best thing you can tell an Aquarius is there is no one quite like you. This phrase is as much a fact as it is a compliment. Aquarians are pioneers. They think out of the box and love their freedom. Every Aquarius has their own way of looking at and interacting with the world. This leads them to sometimes feel misunderstood, which is why having someone tell them their individuality is admired is a great comfort. So, question.
I can see that.
So, your sister, Mackenzie's sister, is an Aquarius, but she has told both of us she does not feel like an Aquarius or that she identifies with this sign. So knowing your sister.
But this statement is true.
This sounds like her.
It does because for a long time, we've gotten compared to each other and she hates it. She wants to be seen as an individual.
Yeah.
And this is true. This is a true statement. Now, for some of the other Aquarius traits, she doesn't always necessarily fit. But I do think this statement is true.
Yeah.
Last but not least, Pisces. The best thing you can say to a Pisces is you always know exactly what to say. I'm gonna take notes. Pisces is the most emotional of these zodiac signs. They are compassionate, creative, and intuitive. They make good therapists, artists, psychologists, and nurses. Okay, maybe female Pisces.
Yeah.
A Pisces will be the best listener that you know. and the best at giving advice. They love to brag about their loved ones because that is their nature, but they still like to know that their kind heart is well received.
Yeah, this doesn't describe the Pisces we're thinking of.
Maybe that Pisces is not a Pisces.
Maybe it got moved with the new one.
Maybe he's on the cusp.
Maybe he's the new one.
The opacuzzle. The mucus.
The one we don't know of yet.
All right, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
I don't know.
I don't know if I'm ready to answer this either. Which sign, okay, thinking back, which sign have you been more attracted to according to past connections or relationships?
It's always a damn Aries or a Scorpio. And this is why I'm so anti-Scorpio. Okay? What's funny to me is that the Zodiac technically says that Virgos and Aries are not compatible. I have found myself extremely compatible with Aries.
And take the information that we've gone over with a grain of salt.
Yes.
Again, no Zodiac is incompatible. You just might have to do a little bit more work.
Yeah.
With some of them.
Right. But I was telling Mackenzie, it's funny to me, I always seem to be attracted to Aries. And this has been multiple partners in my life. And it's funny to me because my mom is actually a Virgo and my dad is an Aries. And I am a Virgo and I always seem to gravitate to Aries. Don't know if there's any correlation there, but they do say that your parents kind of help define your love map if you have a healthy parent-child relationship growing up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you never know. Maybe that's why.
For me, I have been, I was calculating it up, right? I'm not going to dive into all of them. But the most signs that I've found myself attracted to have been a Libra. Now, I've had a Cancer, I've had a Scorpio, I've had a Pisces, Gemini. But you know what I haven't had? A Leo. Another Leo. So what does that tell you?
I've never had another Virgo.
Because there can only be one.
Right.
We're too dominant. going back to your mom and your dad, my dad was an Aries. My mom is also a Leo. My mom's an August Leo, though.
Mm.
And there are, if you dive in, because there's usually 2 months per season.
Yeah.
If you dive in, even diving in deeper in between just the zodiacs themselves, like a July Leo and an August Leo, there's even differences.
And even when it comes down to moon signs, there's so many levels to this shit, guys.
And your rising and all this kind of stuff. So, yeah, I think just recently, just calculating what I can. What I remember. Libras have been the most that I've been attracted to myself. Now, if you know off the top of your head, what's been the sign that has been most attracted to you, and maybe you haven't been always attracted? Like, it hasn't been a mutual attraction.
Definitely Aries. And then I think Libra. But I've never been able to, like, emotionally and mentally, like, connect with a Libra.
Yeah.
The way that I want to, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I feel like mine is an Aries.
Mm.
Just thinking off the top of my head of the few that come to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily. I don't know. We just haven't meshed. Just haven't meshed.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Which sign did you consider yourself the least compatible with?
Scorpio and then probably an Aries.
Yeah.
For sure, Scorpio.
See, Scorpio, it's funny because
for sure.
When I answered who I'm typically attracted to, it is Scorpio and Aries.
Uh-huh.
But I consider myself least compatible
but
with
you're
Scorpio.
Attracted.
I'm just attracted to them. It's toxic, people. It's toxic. This is what we call red flags.
Red flags, people. Red flags.
When you know something and doesn't work and you just like, he
looks
good.
It's not a carnival. Shit. And it's not a carnival, people. All right, last question I have for you. Which sign was the best in bed so far?
Aries. Hands down. Well, hands down.
Is that because that's the ones that you've had been attracted to the most? Or it just happened to be that
no,
one?
No, it just happened to be.
You think it has something to do with the...
And I don't mean just one Aries. I mean Aries in general. that I have been with. Okay?
I wonder if that's what they give off and what you need. Because we kind of went over.
Yeah.
What everybody needs. That's funny because y'all technically aren't compatible.
The one thing that I've found with Aries men, uh-huh. for me at least, is that if I want to get mine, I need an Aries. Okay? Because the rest of y'all signs that I've messed with, y'all selfish as a motherfucker.
Well, I disagree with you.
I said the ones I've been with.
Yeah. I don't think we've been with the same ones.
We have not. We have not been with any of the same ones.
My most compatible in the bedroom, for sure, is either a Libra or a Pisces. Definitely not an Aries. Definitely not a Scorpio. Probably definitely a Libra or a Pisces.
See, what's funny is we know who we're talking about, but y'all don't. So we're trying not to laugh.
Anyway, oh God. Let us know, guys, down in the comments. Let us know. Leave us a voice message. DM us. We want to know your best zodiac.
Yes.
And if it wasn't a Leo, you better say it was anyway.
Or Virgo.
I have a question for you, though.
Okay.
Okay. And guys, I'm only going to list a question for a Virgo. And Sam's going to ask me this another question for a Leo. But you can find these would you rather questions at yourtango.com. And they are would you rather questions for each zodiac sign. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
Virgos, since you guys are all about progression, you're always persistent and tenacious and you never give up. You work hard and you want to reap the benefits of your results and your work ethic, right? Some might say that you even want to rule the world.
I do.
Okay. Considering Beyonce is a Virgo, you see my point.
Of course she is. Okay.
Queen Bey. Mm. When faced with the decision of two different huge advancement opportunities, which one would you choose? Okay. Here's your question.
Okay.
Would you rather know everything there is to know, infinite knowledge, okay? Or rule everything there is to rule, infinite power.
I was going to ask you before I answer, what do you think my answer is?
I think you're going to say infinite knowledge.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Considering you love books.
Yeah, because I don't give a shit about ruling everything.
See me?
And I really, don't care. If I could retain all the information from every book in the world, I would pick that.
Be like a
down.
Spencer Reed.
Literally. I've always wished I had an eidetic memory and could memorize everything and just remember everything I read. I would definitely pick infinite knowledge.
Yeah.
Hands
down. I knew that. I think I would pick, well, I don't know. Because something Leo in me is like, power!
I know. Okay, so my question from this Leo ass over here.
Okay.
Okay, so Leos are very furiously in charge of their lives. But that's true. They do not want anyone to make their decisions for them. It's not that they want control, they crave it. Old power hungry ass over here. So having their life decided by someone else would be a nightmare. So when faced with a decision with choosing what type of power to give up, which would you choose? Would you rather, as a Leo, have your choices be made by other people or made by using a randomized method?
Oh, shit. Tell me what you think I'm going to choose.
Randomized. I think having other people make your choices would make you even more crazy than you already are.
Touche. I think I would do the randomized method. But if I could have them made by other people, see, this is where my control is coming in. I would be like, can I choose the people that are making the decisions?
Right.
Because I know you would think like me. So I'm going to say randomized method and then just like, you know what? It is what it is.
And then if I get to see who's choosing, I might pick the other. That's such a Leo response. So vague and a little of both. Oh my God.
Is my control That's literally, showing?
When I actually read this question, I was like literally in the same mind as you. I'm like, she'd have to do randomized unless. But if. I knew it. I knew that's where you were going to go. I just freaking knew it.
But if I could see who was choosing, then I would choose that.
Oh my God.
They didn't give you that answer, Mackenzie.
I can't.
All Alrighty, Rue. That is all we have.
Oh, I loved for this you. One.
I did too. It.
This is like our passion.
I know. I could talk about zodiacs all day.
We really could.
Every day.
We'll probably end up doing a part two at some point.
Circle back.
You know? Because I mean, shit.
Yeah. And if we missed anything or you want us to dive a little deeper into something specific, let us know. You can go to our Instagram, co.signpodcast. Leave us a DM, comment below one of our posts, or click the link in our bio and leave us a voice message and let us know what you think, what you thought, what you got for us for the future. And if you leave us a voice message, you might just hear yourself on an upcoming episode.
You know what the drill is.
You know what to do.
We're coming at you.
Every Tuesday.
Every single Tuesday. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.